Good evening, Clarice.
I own a motel. That's important to you. And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil!
Welcome, horror fans, to another episode of the Necronomicast. In this show, we interview Joe Giles, a special effects makeup artist, as well as a featured zombie in AMC's The Walking Dead. We pick his brain a little bit, what there is left of it anyway, about his career as a makeup artist, as well as a member of the Living Dead. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the second episode of Necronomicast. I am Dr. Death.
And I am the Podfather of Omaha, Wayne Brecky. So we're back. We've got, our first interview.
It is with a very dear friend of mine. He is from the TV series The Walking Dead, and his name is Joe Giles.
Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Tim, Wayne. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Great, man. Really excited about your show, too. It sounds awesome.
Well, we were honored to have you on here as our first guest. It was, like I said, with everything going on with the show and you know everything that you're doing and stuff like that, it figured it would be a great first episode.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me be a part of it, man. That's great.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you're a busy guy. Now, I think, I kind of found out about you through Tim and about your work with The Walking Dead as an actor. But in seeing what you're doing, you're also... I kind of want to, you know, even before we get into what's happening with The Walking Dead, but why you went from Omaha to L.A. and how that whole story came about and then what you were doing down there. Because you're also working in special effects, makeup, that kind of thing, in a production company. So how about just a little bit of background from you?
Okay, well, actually, how I ended up meeting Tim was back in Omaha because we used to be makeup artists together and we worked at Omaha's Mystery Manor. And it was really great, and that's how I met Tim and saw all the sick shit he's up to. And so then from there, just continued and decided that I wanted to try to move farther in a career of makeup. So I moved down to Los Angeles, California. And then once I got here, I went through makeup school. And then about a month after I graduated, I worked on my first film for Optic Nerve Studios called Returning the Living Dead 4 and 5.
All right on.
And then, so that was a great first experience. And then I've been just down here ever since, just working for makeup effects shops.
Now, once you went through school, was it hard to break into the film industry? Or did they just have openings? How do you actually get hooked up with a company that's working on a film?
Well, what had happened was my teacher, Mike Pack, at the time used to work for Optic Nerve Studios, and he kind of recommended me drop my name. And it pretty much is like any industry. You start out like intern level, and then more and more they give you more responsibilities and opportunities. And so it was crazy because I was always used to working at like Walmart and Target and stuff. And
well, that's also, you know, also zombie-like, yeah.
Optic Nerve, is that the guy from the Face-Off? Is that one of the judges? Is that his company?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I knew the name. I wasn't sure where it was from.
Yeah. And then, I've been down here ever since. And for about the past 5 or 6 years now, I've been working for a KMB Effects Studios, which is owned by Greg Nicotero and Howard Berger. And they're really cool guys, man. Totally respect them. They're great dudes.
Very nice.
So,
what do you do in the studio? Is it mainly makeup, props? Because I was looking at some of the things, the films you worked on and what you did. What is your role in all this? What do you get to do?
Well, sometimes it changes from film to film. You know, working in effects shops, you're mainly hands-on. So I've worked in the mold department, you know, where you make your positives, you mold all the makeup, you do your life casts, which is really cool because you get to meet a lot of cool actors and people. So mold department's pretty much my mainstay. A few shops I've ran foam. That's where you make your foam latex prosthetics and you make like the foam skins for creatures and stuff. And you do a little bit of seaming. It's kind of like... back in the day where you saw that old school stuff of doing all the labs and, you know, doing molds and shit like that. So it's pretty great, man.
So cool. You can plaster actors' faces with with plaster.
Yeah.
Stick tubes up their noses and
very nice.
Totally. Yeah.
Now, what was your I know you were behind the scenes on most everything. What was the what brought you in front of the camera?
Well, about a few years ago, Nicotero approached me because of my size, and we were getting ready to work on Michael Jackson's This Is It, doing the zombies for Thriller. And so Greg was just like, hey, you know, you kind of fit the bill as a zombie. So he totally brought me on and let me be a corpse. And we filmed that, and that was crazy. It was really, I mean, it was kind of a horror, you know, fan's dream come true.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
you're pretty much, you're sitting in dirt, and you start hearing the, like, Thriller music playing and stuff. It's nuts.
So were you on stage with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, well, it was a big soundstage in Burbank, and he came out, and he, you know, I didn't really get to talk to him much, but I saw him, and that's pretty much when you knew, like, okay, you're in a Thriller music video. It was crazy.
Nice.
But, yeah, and then after I did that, it was, you know, fast forward a few years later, we're working on Walking Dead, and Greg approached me again, but this time it was before I even knew that I was going to be on this show. We were just kind of in early developments of it, and they decided to use me as the makeup test model. So they did the pretty much the first zombie makeup test on me, and we went down to a sound stage, and they did some camera tests, you know, to kind of test out, like, what type of lighting is going to look like and to help kind of establish what the makeup was like. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much after that, I got to know Frank Darabont, the director and producer and writer of the first episode. And he just really liked me. And as a thank you, they flew me down to be in the first episode.
Wow, that's great. And it ended up being that you were kind of the feature zombie. How did that work? I mean, it was like in the very beginning of the first episode, and yep. You really didn't have a ton of face time on there, but it was pretty significant. And then you seemed to be in a lot of the promo shots and whatnot. Did they just like that particular shot?
Yeah, you know, it's really weird how that's all been happening too, because the scenes I did, you know, I heard about them right when I got there, and you know, I never knew that I would end up being used for advertising and stuff. And Greg, the owner of K&B, he was the one submitting my photo for a lot of the magazine covers. And it was crazy how that shit was working, because, like, I'd be at home one day and my buddy would call me up and say, hey, dude, you're on the cover of a magazine. I was like, what?
Yeah, because I watched you. I didn't know you were doing it. And I happened to sit there, and they started previewing around October. They started previewing all of the Walking Dead commercials. And I was sitting there, and I was like, that's Joe. Somebody's like, oh, yeah, right. And I'm like, no, believe me. I've worked with him. He did this, you know, he did that thing at the haunted house. Believe me, I know Joe.
And then, after I filmed that, it was maybe about a month later, I got a call from Greg, which was still down in Georgia filming. And they let me do the motion capture for the zombies as well. So, like, I didn't know that I was going to get to do that, too. And that was really cool.
Wow.
It was very interesting, too, because I had to pretty much, I did, you know, it was probably 4 hours in a soundstage of me wearing kind of one of them Tron suits that register your body. I'd have to do zombie movements, but I'd have to do each one like 4 or 5 different times, playing like a little girl zombie, or, you know, like a zombie with a leg blown off, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was just crazy, man.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, that's super cool. Did you, I know they had a video on the site, I remember, when they were, you know, before they actually came out with the show, and it was talking about zombie school and that kind of stuff. Did they send you through that, or were they just like, hey, just come down and do this, and you kind of had it down?
Well, no, I didn't go through zombie school, and from what I understand, Greg was showing me clips about it. They actually used some of my test footage to show the people down there how to do some zombie movements, which was kind of cool and a very big compliment to me.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I was like, yeah, you know, wow. But, you know, Greg, he's pretty much the zombie man in Hollywood. I mean, geez, he's worked with Tom Savini countless times. I mean, he worked on, you know, the Dawn of the Dead and all that kind of stuff. So Greg pretty much head up the zombie school, you know, showing him pretty much the old school way of doing that stuff.
Now, Tim says that you have another bit of news as far as something that's coming out
in November. We were talking on the phone.
Yeah, and you know what? It pretty much worked out how everything else did for me. A big surprise. A person that I got to know with through Facebook actually wrote me and showed me a photo that McFarlane Toys is going to be making an action figure of me.
That is so awesome.
That is very, very cool. Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, that's like I said, too, crazy shit, too. It's when you're, you know, 15, 16 collecting the Movie Maniac action figures and stuff, and then you know, you find out one day you'll be one. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's a huge impact.
So they're going to have to scan you and everything like that and get everything down or with the makeup on, or do they already have that kind of stuff? Or
you know, I'm not too familiar about how all that stuff works. Greg did tell me that he sent a bunch of, was it reference photos of me for it, though?
Yeah, I wonder if they'll just kind of mold one or yeah. sculpt one and cast it like that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get one and get you to sign it.
What's that?
So we're going to have to get one and get you to sign it so that we can give it away as a prize for some of our listeners at some point.
Oh, definitely.
When it all comes out.
Now, some of the things for you Omaha listeners and everything like that, there is in June, we got the Contagion show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe, among many others from the show, will be at Contagion signing autographs. So how did you become part of that?
Actually, I did an interview with, Adam a few months ago for his Relevant Media website. And it was along the lines of, you know, asking about Walking Dead and stuff. And then he just contacted me probably about 2 months ago about my interest of doing a show in Omaha. And I about shit myself. I'm like, yeah, you guys got it, man. You know, I mean, Omaha, it's great that they're actually bringing, you know, up, you know, pop art, horror, sci-fi convention back there.
Yeah, it is about time. And, you know, now with the Quest Center and everything like that, they do have the place to do it. So that'll mm-hmm. be nice as well.
And I think they definitely have a fan base here for it, you know, to be able to make this a success from year to year. So they've got a lot of great guests lined up, too, you know, besides Joe. So it'll be well worth coming down to Contagion.
You know, and the zombie phenomenon here in Omaha is just, it's skyrocketed, especially with us doing the zombie walk and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, we've literally tripled our numbers. You know, from the first year of having 170 people to the last, you know, last year we had 1,217 people show up, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out here that are fans, so.
Yeah, that kind of bums me out. You guys are doing all that cool stuff right after I leave, man. Yeah,
you need to carry your ass back here then, you know. So, do you got any other projects in the works?
You know what? Not really. Right now I'm still working at KMB Effects Studios and, yeah, pretty much just everything's going good.
Now, are you part of the second season of The Walking Dead?
We will be start working on that soon. As far as knowing if I will be in this one, you know, I really don't know. I'll definitely do it, though, if they ask me to.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah definitely. Cool. So would we if they asked us to be in it. Yeah. hey, so I wanted to ask you, as far as the work that you do, what is your favorite type of work to do as far as, say, doing the molds, doing the latex and the foam? What's your favorite part of being a special effects artist?
You know, just being involved in it, to tell you the truth. I mean, like I said, it's great to just wake up and know that your day job's actually doing what you truly love.
And that's a lot of people's dreams.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's very humbling, too, because you just sit back and you think, man, there could be a lot of different things I could be doing right now, and I'm actually doing this. You know, I mean, when I first started, I was just excited to clean the toilets or sweep the parking lot of the effects shops, you know. Yeah. So. But honestly, my place, I mean, of course, we're all artists. So, I mean, I love, you know, applying and doing makeup, but I really, you know, I like being a part in the core part of the whole process working in the mold department because, as I said, you know, you get to do the life casts, you get to meet the actors, you pretty much see a makeup started, you know, from finish to you know, from where it was, you know, a sculpture, and then you're molding it, it gets turned into foam, you know, appliances and prosthetics. So, I mean, that's the part, too, that, if you're, you know, a starting effects artist, mold shops are really good because you get to learn every step of the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have you been watching the Face Off?
I have been, actually. It's a great show. Matter of fact, Greg Nicotero, KMB Effects, I believe he'll be on this week's episode for the zombies.
Really? Okay. Awesome. Yeah, some of the work that's on there. I noticed some of the comments from some of the pictures, or, you know, some of the people they've chosen. And some of them people are just getting ripped apart. Yeah. I mean, horribly ripped apart. You know, I mean, there was one comment because the lady was, you know, the picture was from 2008 and it wasn't, it wasn't anything recent. And so some of them people are getting bagged on really bad. There's some phenomenal work on there and the people that got chosen deserve to, you know, be chosen. There's not many fans of it. It's amazing how bad they're bagging on them.
And it's kind of interesting, too, to, you know, this is what Joe does for a living.
Yeah.
You know, that's a reality show, but this is really, there's more to it than what they show on the show, I'm sure. So, all right.
I guess I got like one more question for you. You know, out of all the stuff you've done, what would be one of your, as far as like some of the movies you've worked on and stuff like that, what would be some of your top choices of like your favorites?
You know, hands down, probably my favorite film that I worked on was Frank Darabont's The Mist.
Really?
You worked on that.
Really? What did you do on that? Because I love that movie, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, and it was weird, too, is because when we were working on it, we really didn't know much about what it was. It was, you know, like, hey, Joe O'Brien, start working on this, you know, big tentacle or mold this bird creature head. And so, like I said, when we were working on the shop, I really didn't know much about it. And I remember when we went to the crew screening, and it pretty much did the end credits, it was just silent in the theater. Because, you know, no one knew, you know, expected the ending or nothing. And I thought that movie was just way intense. So, yeah, you know, as a film, I would say that's probably my favorite one I worked on. Probably my second, which it was totally nuts for me, that kind of brought everything full circle, is I got to work for Wayne Toth on Halloween 2.
Yep, I remember. We talked and you said, yeah, my name's on the credits, check it out.
Yeah, and what was so nuts about that was it's interesting, like I said, you know, when you're younger and, you know, you're working in haunted houses and stuff, and me growing up, I was a huge fan of the Halloween series. So to find out, you know, one day that I was actually going to get to work on one was awesome. And what was really cool is Wayne Shop is very hands-on. He's a great guy to work for, and I loved being there. And he actually let me hand-lay all the hair for the Michael Myers masks.
Nice. Very nice.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I actually felt like I had a kind of a personal touch on a, you know, a horror film icon pretty much. So, yeah, it was real great. Yeah.
Very impressive.
So what kind of advice would you give to the young fans that want to get into the business, get into the film industry and the makeup industry?
Well, it kind of like what Tim was saying, you know, how people are bagging on the face-off makeups and stuff. It's interesting when I look at makeups I've applied even myself 3 years ago. You know, it's definitely different than, you know, what I would do now. And the key behind that is you got to just keep practicing, you know, learn as much as you can. And, you know, even if you make a mistake, you just kind of learn from it.
And build off of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for instance, creating zombies, there's some rules, but it's only limited to what your imagination will let you do, you know? And a good buddy of mine, Mike Pack, told me that, you know, when you do create and apply a makeup, make sure everything you do counts for something. But as far as, you know, being a younger makeup artist, just constantly get your hands on everything and anything you can. Go to your library, work in high school plays, community theater, or like how I met Tim, work at your local haunted houses.
Yep.
Because that's great practice. I mean, you get to do 10, 20 makeups a night. And and it helps you push really creative too, because I remember being at Mystery Manor, Tim and I and everyone else, we would just cook up pretty much the craziest shit we could think of.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, and it's a lot of pressure, you know, and that's the thing is people in situations like that, you have to be able to work under pressure because you don't have much time to do it and you just have to roll with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we're starting to sound like one of them little motivational posters, but I mean, that's exactly what you got to do. You just got to believe in yourself, you know, and just push. I mean, me moving down here, I didn't know that I was going to end up, you know, actually working in the career. You just got to just try, you know, and it helps being a Halloween freak too, but.
Yeah. No, you're not. Jeez.
Yeah, right.
Well, all right, Joe, we really appreciate you doing the show and talking with us, and we look forward to seeing you when you come back to Omaha. So we'll have Absolutely. To, dinner or something or drinks or whatever. Yeah.
On us, buddy.
Yep.
Like I said, man, much love and respect from this end, man.
Oh, thank you. And you too, Tim.
We will see you in June.
Okay, Tim.
And,
see you
good
then,
luck.
Man.
We look forward
thanks
to
thanks a lot, Wayne.
Man, thank you.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a weekly podcast produced by Tim Welch and Wayne Brecky. Part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to necronomicast.libsyn.com.